As we move into a time of prayer, open your heart and mind to God. Ask Him to come and be with you now and to open yourself to His presence. Who have been the positive evangelists for you in your life? Who has shared the transforming power of the gospel message with you? Spend a moment giving thanks to God for their witness and courage to share their story with you. In a moment of stillness, ask God to bring to mind a moment from your life when evangelism was a word you wanted nothing to do with. What made you feel that way? Is that how you still feel? What do you want to say to God about that moment? We need to remember that while our experience of evangelism is positive or negative, whatever comes into our mind when we think of the word does not affect the love of God. God's love is above all and in all and through all. Love needs to be at the heart of our evangelism. As evangelists, we need to center ourselves on the call of God to reach out and share the gospel message. And as we take steps together over the next few weeks, let's ask God to put these thoughts at the center of all that we do. In Psalm 77, verses 11 to 15, the psalmist writes, I will remember your great deeds, Lord. I will recall the wonders you did in the past. I will think about all you have done. I will meditate on all your mighty acts. Everything you do, O God, is holy. No God is as great as you. You are the God who works miracles. You showed your might among the nations. By your power, you saved your people. Who do you know whom you want to tell about the love of God? Who do you know whose life, whose view of themselves, whose idea of the world around them would be transformed by knowing about the God who loves the world? What is it that has meant you have struggled with doing this? What do you need to let go of? Have you already imagined what the response may be, which is holding you back from initiating conversation? Have you already imagined the barriers you believe that person will have? Spend some time sharing these with God and asking Him to allow you to let go of any thoughts you may have which are colouring your openness. What would help them to understand what God has for them? What in your story tells of how God has enabled transformation, peace, reconciliation, forgiveness, release? Ask God to bring that person to mind and ask Him to give you opportunities, but also the courage to share God's love with them. Over the next few weeks, we will continue to pray for them and that you would be able to share God's love with them. As we listen to the next psalm, let's remember the good things God has done for us and how we are different because of Him. Psalm 34. I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising Him. I will praise him for what he has done. May all who are oppressed listen and be glad. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise his name together. Come, my young friends, and listen to me, and I will teach you the honour of the Lord. Would you like to enjoy life? Do you want long life and happiness? Then keep from speaking evil and from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Strive for peace with all your heart. Picture in your mind the room or building where your church meets. Imagine that you are there at the time your church meets. As you look around that space in your mind, who would you like to see in that place 1 year from now? As you picture them as part of the worshiping family, think about your church and how it will be different for their presence, as well as how they will be different. What gifts and talents has God given them that will enrich the church family? How will the church enrich their lives? As you think and reflect on these things, listen to Psalm 78. My people hear my teaching, listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable, I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done. Draw your prayers together by praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.